couldn't sleep real good last night.
Be about a 3-4 day string of that going on.
Stupid lockdown. I want to work, but I can't get nothing done, and they canceled my medical insurance. I don't know what's going to go on.
I understand. I like to get some stuff done myself. I got one little project taken care of yesterday, so just kind of trying to chisel at them a little bit at a time, here and there, whenever I can squeeze it in, you know. That's about all you can do, just take it a step at a time.
I got so many things that I want to get to, and I don't have a long life, so I'm not sure. I was going to make a few decisions, and I'm not sure. I could go in for the stress test and take my chance. If it kills you, it kills you, but I don't know really if I want to do that or not.
That's a decision you'll have to look at and come to a conclusion for on yourself, yeah.
This cap, yeah, I got to protect my family because he's going to get stuck to the bill when I die, and if I don't do it right, he's going to get stung for it. For all the care and a couple $100,000 in medical bills. So, and financially, it's going to bankrupt the whole family if I do it.
Sounds like you ought to sit down with all of them and have a conversation.
I don't know. I'm going to talk to the social worker next week and take care of all the power of attorney issues. You know, my legal rights to make my own decisions and all that stuff. I'm doing all the funeral rates and everything next week, so at least if I gotta find out the legal ins and outs of it. For years to get the work done, I got to. One of my friends is gonna let me do some work, but I gotta make sure legally no one's liable for anything. Serious to make me as young as I am. Today.
So, I'm sure we'll have a mess of stuff to do today. We'll see. Had a good bit going on yesterday. It was starting to slow back down just a little bit for us, but I think we got a good bit of options on the table today. So we'll see when I get there.
We gotta open this stupid country up, and everybody's gotta get back to work and start running their life normal and just getting it done. And you know, I've made up my mind going to work. To me, is you know, we can't just shut the country down. We're gonna have to make a decision in our own lives what we want to do. If you don't want to work, don't work. But I think the consequences of not opening the country up are far worse than the consequences of not, you know, of ignoring it.
That's individual responsibility.
The insurance events, like they told me, and this is what when I asked the administration, he kind of said a nice way, get your lazy butt back to work, boy. Everybody today tries to make a decision that they want someone else to be responsible for themselves. And really, when it comes down to it, we're responsible for ourselves. We make the decision to wear a mask. We make the decision of what we're going to do. And we make the decision of how we're going to live our life. So I've made up my mind that, to me, I'll do everything I can to prevent a problem, but I'm not going to run from it. Passed away a couple of years ago. I was seeing her in my sleep with issues that weren't resolved between her and I. And she warned me about this before she died. And I'm telling you, I saw her in my sleep, and I'm telling you, it took a couple of years for me to get over that. And it was not my imagination either. When something's haunting you in your spirit, man, that's a tough thing to deal with. Some other people that had the same, one of the nurses said with her mom, she had some issues, and she had the same thing happen. And she says it's a horrible thing to think. Now I've accepted it, so I guess now it's time for me to go on. Be negative about it. We're two friends tell the story about some people in it. When you guys read some of that stuff, you're going to laugh. More guys want
to down on me. I'm not copying what you're saying.
I didn't hold the key. Maybe I got it. Just to see if I got it. Hold the key. Stout. And these keys got to hold a real tight pressure on them. Table is on it. Fred, close to work, are you?
Close, so I'll be pulling in just a minute.
God, I can never remember his call. He does pay for it all the time. I never remember his call.
Ed, you guys out there today? KK4POT.
What's here?
Fine. Well, I'm going to jump out of here. I got a phone call coming in. I'll catch up with you later. 73 KK4POT.
Time I talked to 73, I was able to get up and get out of bed and walk over here. So I guess it's 7 in the right direction. Yeah, 4 mile clear.